You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers in the Panther Arena in downtown Milwaukee. Now, it took a lot of planning to get the Republican National Convention to the city, and Omar Sheck is one of the people who made it all happen. Sheck is a local restaurateur and a member of the RNC host committee, and he is joining us now. Omar, thank you so much for being here.
It's nice to finally be here.
There has been, of course, a lot of speculation about what the RNC will bring to Milwaukee now that it is finally here. What are you seeing so far?
Well, last night we had a party called the Red, White, and Brew. So I think three or four of us were chair of it and formed a local committee to help with the planning and whatnot. And so it was just a great, great party. I think it set the tone for the week. I think everybody was happy to be there. The only complaint was it was hot and humid, but there's nothing can be done about that. But it was an incredible party. Great food, great drinks, and everybody really felt welcome. And I think that we're going into a really good week here.
Now, has anything changed in light of the shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania over the weekend? Has anything changed about the event?
I heard there was some increased security, but it seemed like there was so much security to begin with. So I don't know, to be frank with you, but I think it seemed like there were some things that were rerouted, but the checkpoints seemed to be in place.
Yeah, can you describe what the checkpoints have been like? Of course, we all here have gone through them so far, but what are the kind of security measures that are being taken right now?
Yeah, I mean, you come up, today's the first day, so I think the first day always takes a little bit longer than expected, and I think obviously with what happened, they have a little bit of increased security, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just when you get there, I would recommend that you probably don't have as much as, at least amount of things as you can in your car. They have your windows rolled down, they have your trunks opened, and they do a search, kind of a search through, and it's really, it should be getting better from tomorrow on, really.
Sure. Right now the lines are pretty long, at least the ones that we saw. Now, of course, the violent attack at Trump's rally over the weekend has been part of a larger escalation of politically motivated violence and violent rhetoric, often coming from the candidate Trump himself. Now, the connections between the Republican Party and some far-right groups has concerned a lot of Milwaukeeans leading up to the convention. And the rhetoric, honestly, has only become more violent in light of what happened at the rally. What are your thoughts for Milwaukeeans who are really fearing for their safety right now?
I think it's going to be good. I think, you know, there's been a year over a year, year and a half of planning here. And so I remember the Secret Service coming in between the FBI and law enforcement. Remember, they won the $75 million grant to the city. And so I think there's going to be close to 4,000 to 5,000 officers. And if you come down here, they're crawling all over the place. And it just seems like a little bit of quiet before the storm right now. But there's no indication to me in what I'm seeing any form of, you know, violence or rioters yet, but I feel pretty good about it, and certainly cautiously optimistic, but I feel pretty good about everyone being safe down here.
Now, of course, speaking of speculation, there has been quite a bit of speculation about the economic impact of the convention. Some businesses are saying that they're profiting quite a bit. Others are actually expecting to lose income during the convention due to some restrictions. I'm thinking specifically the Pabst Theater Group has spoken about this. You're a business owner yourself. How has the convention impacted your businesses so far?
Yeah, you know, we're doing okay. And I didn't know what to expect. I've never been to a convention. Obviously, when you're part of the planning and all and working with several different parties, you really don't know what to happen until it's here, right? You know, are we crazy reservations at Carnivore or crazy parties? No. But there's going to be 50,000 people in town. So I feel that we're going to fill up and the phone will start ringing. The food hall has some parties as well. So I feel overall really good about it. And I really hope that a lot of these restaurants fill up with all these people being in town. It's really hard to expect before it all happens, right? And so I'm pretty optimistic and I really hope that these restaurants do really well because that's kind of the whole point of this. But again, when we went out and we fought for this to happen and to host this convention here, right, there's so many variables. You don't know who the candidate's going to be. You don't know, you know, really what these all are about. But it would be crazy not to go out and fight for the conventions like this because this really sets us up for the future, right? And so it shows that we can handle large-scale conventions, but it brings 15,000 cameras onto our city. And so what that does is it helps us go out and find, try to win larger-scale conventions in the future. And you're seeing that happen because of this.
You know, speaking of the future, once the dust settles, what are you hoping the impact is going to be here in Milwaukee? What do you hope the next year looks like, the next 5 years looks like in the city because of this convention?
Well, I can already tell you that, I mean, we're in 2019, that was pretty, you know, higher levels of conventions. But if you take out the RNC room nights, now that we've just finished the convention center, we're back to 2018 levels, taking out the room nights. And if you look at the trajectory of conventions over the next 10 years, it's really on the increase every year. So I'm very optimistic we're going to bring a lot of tourists and visitors coming in here to pay for our infrastructure. But the greater thing for me is tourism, right? People, you see all these eyeballs on the city and people come here and experience it and love it. Maybe they want to move here. And that's really what the ultimate goal is.
Now, as we're looking forward to the next 3 days, I guess kind of 4 days, it's right at the top of Monday. What are you looking forward to the most during this convention?
For me personally, meeting so many people. I mean, you know, it's like I try to greet everyone that comes into the city. Just from my standpoint, from my places, I've already met and worked with some incredible people throughout all this. And so that's exciting for me, just having people come from around the world and around the country to come see our city.
All right. Omar Sheck is a Milwaukee area restaurateur and a member of the RNC Host Committee. Omar, thank you so much for being here with us.
It was good to be here. Thank you.